The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
More fallout from Diamond's bankruptcy. Criminal to get new additions. DC is bringing back the Power Company. This is Comic Book Club News for January 16, 2025. After Diamond Comic Distributors announced they were declaring bankruptcy, the fallout continues. First up, per ICV2, Image Comics is switching completely to Lunar distribution. While the publisher's main distributor has been Lunar for the past few years, they'll be taking on the orders previously earmarked for Diamond starting in February. However, the bigger news comes via The Beat, which sifted through the top 30 companies owed money by Diamond, which helped lead to the bankruptcy declaration. That includes $9 million owed to Penguin Random House, and $4.4 million to Bandai. Other publishers on the list include Disney to the tune of $1.7 million, Simon & Schuster for $600,000, Dynamite for $217,000, and more. This doesn't even include toy companies like NECA, which is owed $2.7 million, and Todd McFarlane's company, which is owed $1.7 million. As many posters online have noted, the biggest, most immediate fallout here is going to be for smaller companies and indie shops, which may not be able to absorb the potential loss of repayment from Diamond, a la some of the other companies we just noted. More on this as it develops. Later this year, Criminal, based on the comic book series by Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips, arrives on Prime Video. And in advance of the TBA streaming date, the comic book series is getting brand new trade paperback editions. Per Image Comics, the reprints will feature new cover art and design from Phillips. Said Brubaker, quote, "Preparing for the wider world to discover Criminal as a TV series, Sean and I wanted 2025 to be a big celebration of Criminal. And I couldn't think of a better way to start that off than redesigning the entire series from the ground up with these amazing new covers that Sean has created. Our next step in the celebration is still a surprise, but expect it to see announced soon, too. The first two volumes, which season one of the TV series is based on, will hit stores on January 22nd, with subsequent volumes hitting monthly through July." DC Comics classic The Power Company is coming back in a big way this year, with a focus in this year's DC Power Special and a one-shot titled The Power Company Recharge that will present a new lineup for the team. Spinning out of the events of Black Lightning, the January 29 debuting DC Power Rise of the Power Company features a two-part prelude story focusing on metahuman Josiah Power, the former leader of the Power Company who realizes it's time to bring the team back with Black Lightning front and center. Meanwhile, Amanda Waller's disinfo campaign from Absolute absolute power is still sowing mistrust throughout the DC universe. While that's going on, the 32-page special will also feature stories about other heroes. Vixen and Bolt, Cyborg and Green Lantern Joe Mullen, and Jace Fox and Duke Thomas. This will all lead up to the Power Company Recharged. In it, the new Power Company, including Josiah Power, Black Lightning, Jace Fox, The Signal, and Vixen, will, per PR from DC, quote, not only rebuild humanity's faith in heroes and fight against the rising tide of anti-metahuman hate, but stop a serial killer targeting metahumans in the streets of Atlanta. The one-shot will hit stores on April 30. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And maybe the surprise is that Brubaker and Phillips are going to commit some crimes for real. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.